The following program is brought to you in living color.
It's just the sort of nonsense that helps perpetuate all this awful snobbery about wine. Isn't it a shame that this wonderful stuff, wine, can be a source of one human being feeling inferior or superior to another? I like big, in-your-face, tannic reds, and that makes me a superior and special kind of person. I mean, please, but the only purpose of this wonderful stuff is to give us enjoyment.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape. And now, here's your vintage host, Laura Lawson.
Sounds like fun.
So she's probably paid to say that.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine and were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about our happily plumping itself up on the fine little grape.
Plumping itself or pumping itself? Do they pump or plump?
Plump.
Plump.
Plump. Kind of like you and I in the middle of winter. Just
or saying. Or spring or summer, okay. Sometimes, yeah.
Yes, I think we all have our moments. Great show today. Going to have a lot of fun. We have an interesting guest. We have Mr. Todd Knoll. He's the executive chef for Jordan Winery. And Kent actually brought this to my attention, but Jordan Winery now has its own caviar. So
yeah.
I just thought this was an interesting combination. So it's going to be great to have him on the show to explain how winery branched out into fish eggs and what the whole impetus was behind it and what we're doing with them.
So, thought it might be interesting.
No, it'll be different. It'll be fun. You know, in the South, we have a different version of caviar. It's called black-eyed peas.
Yes.
But you know, it's go figure. But no, it's an interesting combination. And actually, worldwide, caviar is not near as consumed and known about as it used to be. It kind of goes hand in hand with those old wine, you know, snobbery ideas.
Do you like caviar?
I'm not going to sit and pick little individual eggs out to eat them. But in the right circumstance, with the right champagne, with the right wine and crackers and cheese, yes.
I would have to have a lot of wine before I would even put caviar back in my mouth.
It's savory. It's salty. It's it's just, it's a good
savor your salt, and I'll just leave it alone.
All right. Suit yourself, heathen. Anyway, caviar falls in that category. I think for those of you who are old enough to remember, and you think about the luxury things in life, and wine was always part of that, caviar, champagne, Rolls Royces, and I don't think people are as in touch with it as they used to be. So we will certainly see what Todd has to say.
Did you ever see the movie Big with Tom Hanks? Where he's the kid that turns into an adult overnight.
Yes.
And he's at a party and he has caviar. And there's that just classic scene of he puts it in his mouth and it just can't come out fast enough. That's the way I feel about caviar.
Fair enough. We just haven't found the right pairing for you yet.
Of course, now I've just insulted our guests too.
Not necessarily. Maybe that's the whole point, is to introduce people to caviar in ways that they have not had it. Hey, have you even tried it?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like Tom Hanks in the movie. Couldn't come out fast enough.
You just had a bad pairing.
We'll
work on you. Personally, I do like it. It's not something, but I want it as part of a setting. It has to be a procedure, a routine to it. So I am one of these hostesses. I even have caviar serving plates at my house. So.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Not that I've ever served it, but I do have it.
Post a picture on the web. I want to see what a caviar plate looks like.
Oh, it's great. It has a little, they're round, and they have little compartments for the caviar, little compartment for the salt, little compartment for the caper.
Little hole in the middle to spit it out.
All right, Kent, I'm done with you. This one's more in your line, okay? So I like trying new things, and I am gearing up for, you know, vacation and holidays, and made my trek to Walmart. Had to go get a whole bunch of stuff, decorations. And as I'm walking down the aisle, they have a bin of popsicle makers.
I've seen those.
You know, the Tupperware things.
Yeah, the little Tupperware popsicle maker. Yeah.
And so all I've been thinking about, there was a food show in Chicago a few months ago. And what stole the show in Chicago was essentially Chardonnay snow cones. And that's what mm-hmm. anybody who went up was talking about, was the Chardonnay snow cones, that it was, you know, more than a snow cone. It was almost like ice cream. It was just lovely. It was just a great thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, last year, Froze was the hit of the party. You know, people freezing rosé and actually putting things together. And
Froze.
F-R-O. Yeah, cute. I thought so. So I've decided that, okay, I'm going to join the 21st century. I'm going to make my own rosé popsicles. Now, I learned a lot this weekend trying to do that. I wasted a lot of wine, and I learned a lot, and I drank entirely more than I wanted to, simply because when you mess something up, it just seemed a shame to pour it down the sink. I was using Whispering Angel. And logic would dictate that you should know this. Anyone who has tried to freeze a bottle of wine quickly or make it cold and throw it in your freezer, that if you forget said bottle of wine, it does freeze.
Bad things.
It freezes, it pushes the cork out, it can blow up in your ice bin. I've had all that happen to me. So self here thinks, well, this is pretty easy. I just go ahead, I get my popsicle containers, I take a bottle of wine, I pour the wine into the popsicle containers, in the freezer they go.
Yeah.
Not too much.
No?
No.
What happened?
I wound up having to have a spoon in my popsicle trays and just eat it like snow cone because it wouldn't firm up. So I have learned. I Googled.
Does wine freeze more slowly than other liquids?
It's not. It just won't freeze solid, and that's the problem.
I'd like a Riesling sickle.
Well, there's a way to do it, and I've learned this. I went on the web, and I Googled. There's something called vino slush, V-I-N-O slush, and essentially, I don't know whether it's cornstarch. I don't know. It's flavorless for the most part. Has a little bit of sweetness in it. But ultimately, you have to get the vino slush and mix it with your wine and then put your wine into the popsicle trays. There's something, whether it's not water that's in it. I don't know what's in it, but whether it's cornstarch, whether it's something, it makes it freeze and set up. So then
So you've got to have this?
Yes.
You can't just freeze wine?
No. It won't work. Look, if you just want to freeze wine and use it as a sorbet or a little dessert, then yeah, I think you're fine. But if you actually want to have a popsicle,
Got to have something else in it.
Got to have something else in it. Okay. So for those of you, I continue to be your test dummy when it comes to the world of wine. And there you go. For those of you looking to make your frosé sickles, this is how you do it. You have to get the vino slush. Now, I'm sure there's some wise person among you, some kind of chemist, somebody with that kind of background that can tell me, oh, you idiot, you were just supposed to add blah to it. I'm open to that. 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Of course, go on our Facebook page, get on our Twitter page. Just do something if there's something besides vino slush out there that would work. So they did turn out good and fun, and this is one of the few times I will advocate. My next batch, I'm probably going to get little strawberry pieces and put that in my popsicles too, so it serves as dessert and a beverage. Now, usually I am not one to advocate putting fruit in wine unless you're making sangria. You know, we talk about, you know, whether it's putting the strawberry in the rim of the champagne glass or dropping raspberries. I just usually try and avoid. I want my fruit totally fermented. Thank you very much.
Gotcha.
I don't want unfermented fruit into my grapes. So, ergo, I usually don't do this, but I think adding some kind of texture to it, it just would make it a little more fun.
Well, you're just Professor Science today.
No, that's just it. I need to be. I need a professor to follow me around and say, no, you idiot, that's not going to work. Don't try that. That would help.
I would have thought it would have been easy.
So if I think
you
about
do that with
it,
Kool-Aid. Isn't that what Walmart's selling the popsicle makers for? So you pour Kool-Aid in there? What if you added sugar? The wine. A little extra added sugar. Would that not? I don't know. I don't know.
You have no idea. You're speculating. Why would I want to add sugar to wine?
I don't know why you have to go out and buy a special mix.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Somebody's going to call in and help us. At least I hope they're going to call in and help us. Anyway, enough of that. But if you want to try it, absolutely. Kent, I might even like you enough to think about making you a Riesling popsicle one day.
That would be wonderful.
So there is your summertime snack for me. Now, if that's not enough, there's all kind of interesting news out there. There really is. I don't know, for those of you who are listening have followed this, Amazon has purchased Whole Foods.
Did follow that, yes.
Of course, Whole Foods, specialty retailer around the country, high-end, I don't want to say tree hugger, but very organic, very, what word am I looking for?
Almost, Trader Joe's is a very similar to that, or is
no? Whole Foods is, and again, I'm trying so hard. I'm trying so hard to tap dance and not use the words that are in the edge of my tongue. But ultimately, Whole Foods probably, you know, top of the echelon when it comes to grocery stores, produce, organic. It's really new age friendly. How about that? There we go. That's staying nicer than Tree Hugger. Anyway, beautiful place, great prepared foods. In fact, that's probably what I would say they're best known for is their deli, their prepared foods, mm-hmm. you know, their spices. They carry
never
unique
been in
things.
One.
Oh, great produce. And like I said, great prepared foods. But anyway, so Amazon has purchased them. And if Amazon wasn't a monster already, I mean, there's nothing you can't buy at Amazon. Now, with the acquisition of Whole Foods, this really should make a lot of supermarkets, a lot of retailers, a lot of restaurants very, very nervous. Because ultimately, Amazon, you know, I've ordered stuff from Amazon and had it in my house in 2 hours.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you get that big Amazon, you're a Prime member, and you're in the mood for a organic chicken with a chickpea salad and a bottle of rosé.
Mm-hmm.
You
there
go,
it is.
And you hit push, and all of a sudden, or now even you don't have to hit a button. They've got Alexa. So you can be sitting
right.
on your couch. And
hey, Alexa.
Hey, Alexa, go on Amazon, order me a chicken, some chickpeas, and a bottle of rosé, your choice. And it shows up at your house in an hour.
You know what's the hardest part of Alexa, though, is remembering her name sometimes. I thought mine was broken one time because I kept calling her Alexis.
Oh.
Alexis works here.
Yeah.
I had the wrong name. And I just about sent it back. It was me.
User error.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Absolutely right. shocked. Anyway, though, so seriously, for those of you out there, you are your betting person, this really is going to change the dynamics of how we buy food, how we buy wine. I'd like to know what your thoughts are. I mean, obviously, it opens up Amazon to having a lot of fine wine and a lot of specialty private labels and really some amazing selections. Whole Foods already had great pricing on that, so now you put the two together, and I think it's just a powerhouse that can't be ignored. Questions for listeners, and y'all can call in, email me, or go on the website. Does this change? Are you more likely, one, to become an Amazon member? Two, are you going to order food and dinner and beverages from Amazon, knowing that it comes from quality like Whole Foods? Let us know. 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here. When we get back, I'm going to kind of walk you through your summertime journeys and help you as you make that pilgrimage out to wine country.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now. 877-801-7962, 877-801-7962, 877-801-7962, 877-801-7962. This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Call OnCall Pharmacy right now and save as much as $700. 800-884-7919. OnCall Pharmacy delivers the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Call OnCall Pharmacy now and take advantage of this special offer. 800-884-7919. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We continue with another exciting episode of The Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is The Crush. All right. So when you want to take that valued break from lying on your couch, eating your rosacea, ordering your dinner from Alexa, and you want to go on vacation, it is wonderful to go see Wine Country. For those of you who have not been, if you're learning about wine, if you want to learn more about wine, if you just want a great, beautiful all-around experience, Wine Country, whether it's Oregon, whether it's Washington, whether it's California, absolutely worth the visit. You can check all the boxes on this. Everything you try and learn about wine, you can take a whole book and read it over and over and over again, or you can spend 1 hour in a vineyard and everything clicks. So definitely should be at the top of your list of things to do. But as if everything, You need to plan ahead. And it's interesting. I dabble pretty much in every arena in the wine world at one way or the other. And something I do occasionally is help people who are going out to wine country, whether it's setting up appointments, setting up their trips, telling them what they need to do, where they need to go, you know, just all around kind of travel advisor. And I have really, really good friends who've heard me talk about wine, and they have consumed wine at my house and decided they were finally going to take the plunge and go out to Napa Valley. And they sent me an email on saying what they had planned. And I looked at the plan. They were spending 5 days in Napa Valley. And literally from the moment at 8 o'clock in the morning, they stepped foot out of their hotel until 9 o'clock at night, every minute was accounted for. And I looked at this and we're good enough friends. I sent back, are you insane?
Yeah.
Are you absolutely insane? This cannot be done. They had themselves seeing 8 wineries a day. They had gotten themselves reservations at whether it was Bouchon, whether it was French Laundry, whether it was Red, just about every fine dining restaurant in Napa they had worked themselves into. And they said, oh, we're so excited about our trip. And I said, you have killed yourself before you've gone. You have set yourself up to fail because this will never work out. They totally ignored me. Sure enough, they went out. They came back. Haggard-looking bunch of people. Haggard. And they flat out admitted, I'm so sorry, and said the magic words that I love hearing, three favorite words put together.
You were right.
Yes, I love those words. They resonate with me. And anyway, so let me share you the angst and pain that they went through. So let's look at this. One, if you're going out to wine country, plan ahead. And when I say plan ahead, I mean start a good 6 weeks ahead of time. Obviously, you can start more, but 6 weeks ahead, when you start looking at wineries, most of the wineries will ask for 3 week notice. Say you're going out and you want a luxury tasting at BV. Send an email, ask them. But if you're within a 3 week period, they're going to say, no, I'm sorry, we're full. So 6 weeks out, at least pinpoint what wineries you think you want to see and send them an email, call their contact number, call their hospitality. Lay out a calendar. Now, certainly I'm not going to have you do this that often, but plan to see the wineries. Now, having said that, do not plan formally to go see more than two wineries a day. When I say formally, I mean do not get any more than two appointments a day. You're doing yourself a disservice and you're doing the winery a disservice if you do this.
Now, how much time are you spending at each winery?
That's just it. If you're picking the wineries and you want to see them and you decide, you know, you get to go on a tour, you get to go on a tasting, most of these wineries are beautiful, you're going to want to take your time. So you can spend at least definitely over an hour, sometimes two and a half hours at each winery. Sometimes they want to feed you, but no. So ideally set one up for 10 o'clock in the morning and set one for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. See, what this does also, if the winery trips don't last that long, it gives you time, because if you've never been out, whether you're on Highway 12 in Sonoma, whether you're on 29 in Napa, whether you're coming out of Portland to go see Willamette, Dundee, you're going to be like a little dog in the back seat. Your head is just going to be looking at all kind of different places. Oh, I want to stop there. Oh, I've read about this. So if you only have two appointments a day, you've left yourself that valuable free time that if on your way to BV, you all of a sudden see Cape Red and want to stick your head in and taste, you can. Because that's something else to remember when you're planning, is most tasting rooms you can drop by, particularly the commercial ones, particularly the ones that are on Highway 29, Highway 12, the ones in Dundee Hills, yes, the ones along the Columbia Valley, you can just step in. You can go to their tasting room, pay to taste their wines, see what they have to offer. But definitely leave yourself this free time and leave yourself this adventure. It will certainly make your life easier in the long run. So there. So you planned ahead, you've gotten your appointments, and you haven't overstacked your day. So that means you can take advantage of whatever's around you. And if you want to stop and have a quick snack, or if you want to stop and search one of the little boutiques, then you've allowed yourself enough time to breathe and to remember the important thing. This is indeed a vacation. You're supposed to relax and you're supposed to enjoy. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here. When we return, we'll be joined by Mr. Todd Knoll, executive chef for Jordan Winery.
There's no one in the world quite like you. That's why your search for a car is more than just, well, a search for a car. It's about finding the perfect car for you. The right car to carry you on the journey to your dreams. At Auto Trader, you can compare new and used cars and save your searches along the way. Auto Trader will send you cars that match what you're looking for. And they'll even let you know when the price drops on a car you've saved. Auto Trader, the only car search engine driven by you.
Get peace of mind and a $100 Visa gift card free right now by calling Alliance Home Security. Have us install our home security system for free, sign up for our monitoring service, and get a $100 Visa gift card for free. No gimmicks. Call now and get your free Visa gift card. 1-800-505-3470. That's 1-800-505-3470. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-505-3470. Call right now.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a
football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Now it's back with more of the Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. For those of you planning to make the trek out to wine country, and if you're going to Sonoma, one of my favorite places to stop is, of course, Jordan Winery and Vineyards. They're doing some amazing things out there, whether it's tours, whether it's tastings, whether it's dinners, and apparently now they are doing some caviar. So to hear all this put together, we now have Todd Knoll. He's the executive chef for Jordan. Todd, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I like talking to chefs. One, understanding the fact that I can burn water. It is conceivably possible. And as we discovered early in the show, I can't even make a popsicle. So, but talking to a chef gives me great perspective. Our listeners get to hear someone who knows what they're talking about. And y'all are doing such interesting things that you just need a platform. We have to discuss this.
Great. Yeah, we're doing some fun things.
All right, so for our listeners, who is Todd Knoll, what do you do, and what is your role officially at Jordan besides being executive chef?
Well, my name's Todd Knoll. I'm the executive chef at Jordan Winery. I'm also in charge of our gardens here. We have a 1.25-acre garden. We have an apiary with 9 hives on it now and a bee garden. And I also oversee 18 acres of olives, and now we have that caviar project to play with.
Oh, my. So, see, you're in the best situation you could ask for. I know a lot of my friends who are on the East Coast are always jealous of winery chefs because literally all you have to do is walk out your back door and say, that would be good today. That would be good today. No, I don't like the looks of that. And, let me go get some honey.
Particularly in Sonoma. I mean, it's an unfair advantage. And every chef that comes and visit me, I say, don't tell your friends. I walk outside my door and I have one of the best growing places on earth. And surrounded by the wineries, it's a perfect place for a chef.
It really is. I mean, it's kind of like the dream aspiration. So having, do you ever find yourself overwhelmed? You're like, oh, I want to do that, and I want to do that, and I want one of these, and two of those, and three of these. Do you ever find yourself frustrated with so many choices?
Yeah, but it's a good problem to have. There's always a project going. There's always something in the works. The next one will be the hugel culture. I'm looking back into old farming techniques, and we're going to use an old German one under our blueberries. So foraging was a big focus this year. There's always, it's just keeping that childlike wonder. But you never become bored with this area. I mean, it's amazing. Every day's new.
Now, do you pick and choose what you're planting in your garden, or is someone else saying, I want this, this, and this, or do you just get to go hog wild?
No, I go hog wild. I have carte blanche. I purchase most of my seeds from the Baker Creed seed company, all heirloom seeds. And every winter I plant my entire garden. And we also have orchards, and we're just planted our pumpkins for fall for the kids. And, every year it's a whole new setup. Completely, we do our crop rotation. We have a floral garden as well. And then there are additions every year. The testing goes on and on and on, next and the next.
Well, it's great. I mean, I have spent a fair amount of time in Jordan, I have to admit. I have gone fishing there, which why it didn't totally to see you doing caviar, but I was trying to put everything together. I'm like, okay, he can't just walk out his door and do this. So explain to me where the caviar came from, what gave you all the idea to do it, and why'd you invest in it?
Well, we've been working with caviar for quite a bit. First at the Ritz-Carlton, where I was previously, and now that I've been here at Jordan for 15 years now. Love it. It's our luxury ingredient. It's a beautiful product. It's actually a simply made product, and it ties in well with what we're doing here at Jordan.
Now, is this something, obviously you've done the announcement about it. Is it people mm-hmm. can buy the caviar? Is it something you just do on the property? How does this work?
Yeah, currently we're doing it as a addition to our activities, so to our dinners and meals and so forth. But we will be offering it to the public starting, I believe, in the fall. And then we'll be offering a tasting with all the accoutrement. We make a buckwheat bellini, our local creme fraiche, the egg whites and egg yolks and so forth.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain to Kent. He was saying he hates caviar. He's never enjoyed it. And I'm saying it's just because you've never had it done well or done right. And I think a lot of people have that concept with it. You can't just pick up individual, or most people just can't appreciate it by just eating caviar by itself. It's how you present it, how you put it all together.
Sure, and it's most, and actually the accoutrements are kind of, that's gilding the lily. I mean, typically when I eat it myself, it's just on white toast and it's plain. Or a water cracker, so I can taste all of that caviar. But I found that most of the people that have had this bad experience with caviar, it may have been from one of those pasteurized jars that was off of the grocery shelf, that emergency last-minute garnish, which is disappearing, but is still produced to this day. And now, that's a two-year shelf life item that doesn't need to be refrigerated, and I think that pretty much says it all.
Yeah, that's just terrifying. That's right there with Cheese Whiz. Definitely right there with Cheese Whiz. So
yeah, exactly.
Getting involved in this and bringing... I want to talk about how you're using it and what kind of dishes and what kind of pairings you see mm-hmm. with it. But ultimately, when you have a luxurious good like this, do you find yourself trying to pair it more with the accoutrements? How do you pair it with the wine, with the saltiness? When you have to sit down and work with this and come up with a creative recipe, what's your impetus?
Right now, I'm using it. We're using it currently. This is the last day of the spring hors d'oeuvre. We did an ocean panna cotta, so each guest would be served as part of our tour about 5 grams of our caviar, and then I make a panna cotta that's steeped in limu, which is a seaweed from Molokai, off of Hawaii, where I'm from, and so it has a nice ocean flavor to it. So we emphasize the treatment we've given to the caviar of bringing all the ocean elements, which is quite interesting.
So, put that together with a little Jordan Chardonnay, and life is good.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. No oak on the Chardonnay. You want very low oak when you're dealing with the fish. The Sauvignon Blanc Champagne is excellent. Our champagne that we serve at the property of Arlen Noble is fantastic with the champagne, with the caviar.
Now, Jordan doesn't make a champagne, do they?
No, but we are in partnership with Arlen Noble in France, which is a small house. And we are carrying a champagne now in partnership with Arlen Noble.
Wonderful. So that just rounds out the experience. You better be careful. People are going to flock to Jordan and just never want to leave.
Yep. It's getting quite busy here.
Now, ultimately, here's a question, too. Obviously, being in Sonoma, where does your caviar come from?
So we produce this caviar in conjunction with Tsar Nikolai, which is out of Willett up near Sacramento. And they've been in business for over 30 years. They are one of the premier producers in the country. And I've been working with Otto there for quite some time, and he's been trying to talk me into doing my own caviar. And so it was coming about, what could we do, make a Sonoma statement, which was also not going to affect the cure, and put our little stamp on it, but not get in the way of a fine product. And after a few years of playing back and forth, we finally come up with this chef's product.
I know it sounds stupid, given. That's why I started out this conversation warning you I could burn water. But ultimately, the fish make caviar. When you say you make caviar, what goes in the processing? How did you make it your own? I don't understand.
Yeah, I'll walk you right through it.
Okay, thank you.
The fish actually produce roe.
Right.
So when we go to the facility which actually produces the caviar, the sacs are removed, the ovaries are removed from the fish, and they're brought to us in coolers, and then we move those ovaries over a wire mesh. The beautiful black eggs fall out. Those are rinsed. Any skin or anything is taken out of that. So you have these beautiful black pearls. And then to the addition of that is only 3.5% salt. And that's it. That's it. And 6 weeks later, you have perfect caviar.
So that's it. You basically just cure them. You don't have to add, as a chef, you don't put your touch on it. You don't add any kind of flavorings.
Well, that's classic caviar. So our touch was, what can we do that is Sonoma-centric? So our first take at it, and I'm going to change this going forward every 2 years. I think I already have the next one in mind. So what I did was I wanted to create almost a tide pool environment. I wanted to get the umami out of we have some of the most beautiful kombu kelp in the world. It's grown right off our shores here, and the ocean's only 45 minutes away. So in the summer, we collect our kombu, we dry it in the sun, and then I have this beautiful umami-rich, one of the best seaweeds and cleanest seaweeds in the world. So then I collect 20 gallons of seawater for each project. Those are cold steeped with about a pound of that dried kombu for 24 hours, and then that is brought down into a salt. And that's at seawater, like the caviar, is 3.5% salinity. So out of those 20 gallons, I get about 5 pounds of salt, and that gives me one batch of caviar.
What a perfect balance, and what a great way of thinking. Hey, Todd, we need to take a quick break right here. When we come back, we'd love to talk about different things people at home can do with caviar and how the modern man, the novice, can get involved with it, if that's all right with you.
Sounds great.
All right, small break on the crush and more of Todd Knoll, executive chef from Jordan, when we return.
Compare cars and save searches on Auto Trader. You'll get a text alert when Auto Trader finds your perfect match.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-856-1330 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-856-1330. 800-856-1330.
Welcome back to The Catch Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We're back with more Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. We're having a very interesting day around here because we are joined by Mr. Todd Knoll. He is executive chef of Jordan Winery and has become a caviar maker. What is the word for caviar maker, Todd? Is there a title that goes with that?
You got me there. I can't remember what the title is.
Caviarist? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a caviarist.
There we go. We can make things up as we go along. Okay, now, caviar tends to fall in that category that wine, not so recently, was part of, that it's just seemed as this elitist thing, that it's only that the very sophisticated and the very rich have at their house, and it's not something that every man can do. Help me shatter that illusion. Help me make sure people understand that this is something that can be added to a dinner party, it can be added to a luncheon. It doesn't have to wait for that moment of a bottle of Krug and a spoonful of caviar.
Sure. Well, you can start with the caviar we use here at Jordan is from the Transmontanus Rex, which is the great American white sturgeon.
Okay.
Now, this is the third largest of the sturgeon in the world. It's an excellent fish, but it's also a bit expensive. You're going to be looking in the market in the low $100-$125 an ounce, probably.
Oh, my God.
At a restaurant, $150, that type of thing. But here's the good news. There's an excellent product you can find great from a great producers. They will use lesser eggs, what are considered lesser eggs, but many of which I love. The American paddlefish makes a fantastic caviar. And like champagne, we don't call it caviar unless it's sturgeon. So we call that, some would call it caviar, but it's a cured roe. And also, I really love golden trout roe. Great flavor, great bite to it, great pop, and an excellent garnish. It's beautiful. So if anyone can get their hands on that, and that is very, very inexpensive, as long as it's produced by a good producer.
There we go. So it's not something that we have to mortgage your home, although I did take a deep breath at $125 an ounce.
Well, that's New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah. So when you do something like this, obviously champagne's the pairing. You even mentioned that yourself. How can someone enjoy it on their own? How would you suggest serving this at home?
Well, like I said, a really good creme fraiche would be, if I was only going to have one garnish besides the toast point, of course, it would be creme fraiche and the caviar itself, and that's it. The classic accoutrements would be red onion, chives, as I said, and then the egg whites and yolks. But really, if you talk to an aficionado, those are merely to cover up and mask the taste of a bad caviar. So here, while I offer them, for myself, toast, some cream, and caviar, and that's it.
Well, if I'm going to pay $125 an ounce for caviar, I don't want to be tasting onions. I will say that. I want to go ahead and get a feel on it. All right, I've got to go back to this because you mentioned it. You said that you're deliberately going to change how you prepare or cultivate your caviar every 2 years. Why?
Because that's why I'm here, to have fun.
Okay.
I took this job. So yeah, it's my playground really. That's why I love it here. So the next one, this is a world exclusive. I'm gonna do a cold smoking of it with forged elements from around the Jordan property. So, and then the salt I will use from a collection. I'm going through the Hawaiian Islands again, so I'll do my collecting on vacation, and then I think I can write it off.
I was going to say, listen to you. I mean, if it's bad, hey, if people weren't already going to send you hate mail, but if they were chefs around the country, like, say, somewhere stuck in Utah, because you can walk out your back door and have all this wonderful, you have birds, you have fish, you have everything right there at your hands. Now you're telling them all that you're going to go collect very special salt from Hawaii for a quote-unquote vacation and write it off. Buddy, if I were you, I'd duck for cover the moment this show aired.
It's my home. But, yeah, that's the next one. So we're excited about it.
Now, have you already, come on, admit it, you've already started playing around. You've already tried other different ways. Have you done anything that you took one bite of and thought, oh, my God, this is awful?
Well, the trick was coming up with the right balance where it didn't overpower the caviar, but yet there was something different than the other caviar because the philosophy was just do no harm this first run. And so it was just bumping up the umami. Some of the first times I tried just bringing the water down with the seaweed in different ways before doing all my research and finding the proper temperature, it just tasted like a swamp. And so it was finding the right balance and salt. And I tried also one with dehydrated beets. That didn't work out very well. But yeah, that's all. We won't talk about the missteps.
Oh, but see, sometimes those are fun because Kent started when I said you were coming on. He referenced the movie Big, and I do remember the scene with Tom Hanks trying caviar and then all of a sudden scraping his tongue. So it's always fun to know that even professional chefs have those moments where they take a bite of something and go, "Oh, I got to get this out. I can't swallow, can't swallow, can't swallow." It's nice to know that real chefs do it, and it's not just us.
We do.
All right. So you are wrapping. It's so strange to hear this, but so you have just finished your spring menu. You're rolling into your summer menu. So you've got all kind of fun things. As we start moving towards, it's been so much fun having you on the show and hearing about caviar. We might have to adopt you and make you come back with your fall menu as you get ready for harvest so you can help us plan harvest menus.
Yeah, I'd love to. And please come out and visit us for one of them.
Absolutely. You can count on it. Well, Todd, thank you very much for being part of The Crush today. It's truly been a pleasure. And hopefully we'll find you down the road and actually get you back on the show.
All right, Laura. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a last break on The Crush. When we return, we'll wrap up today's show and let you know what you have in some upcoming episodes.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com. There's no one in the world quite like you. That's why your search for a car is more than just, well, a search for a car. It's about finding the perfect car for you. The right car to carry you on the journey to your dreams. At Auto Trader, you can compare new and used cars and save your searches along the way. Auto Trader will send you cars that match what you're looking for. And they'll even let you know when the price drops on a car you've saved. Auto Trader, the only car search engine driven by you.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-698-7191. 800-698-7191. 800-698-7191. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Call for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Paid for by OnCall Pharmacy.
Stop overpaying for blue pills or yellow pills. If you're spending up to $20 per pill, then listen to this. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3 a pill. Save more than $16 a pill. Radio callers get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. Call now. 44 pills and free shipping, $120. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Welcome back for more of The Wine Crush with Laura Lawson.
Welcome back to The Crush. That charming young gentleman was Todd Knoll, executive chef of Jordan. And I have to admit, man, he has some interesting stories. And I'm a little bit envious of his setup.
I am too. He made it sound good. Because that's the one thing I remember about the caviar I had. It was overly salty. And he says he kind of cuts that back a little bit.
Well, no, it makes sense. And that's what he also said about people and why you have the accoutrements. And chances are, Kent, knowing you, you did have the stuff that's been sitting on the shelf for two years.
$125 an ounce?
Yeah, that's okay.
Now, how much? If I have 10 people over for dinner, how much am I going to need?
5 ounces.
Eesh. Okay.
Yeah, so obviously that's not going to happen. But the idea of using trout or using a lesser fish, and mm-hmm. I learned something, that caviar is only caviar if it comes from a sturgeon. Everything else is roe. So there, I have educated myself today. Well, hopefully we've helped educate you too. Obviously, before Todd came on, we did do a little bit notes about making part of your vacation into a wine journey. There's three little things I want to throw out just to add to the fact that you need to plan ahead. You need to call for appointments. Remember to eat. I know it seems really silly and it seems natural, but if you're in a hurry and your idea of trying to jump from appointment to place to appointment to place doesn't involve lunch, you cannot survive in Napa with just crackers. You will fall face first, whether it's Sonoma, whether it's Dundee Hills. Plan to take the time, because remember, after all, you are on vacation. Another thing is I really want you to do is I want you to enjoy the place you stay. Ultimately, I think people get out and they go on vacation and they get to wine country and there's so much they want to see and so much they want to do. They don't take that end of day breather. Most of the places you're going to stay have beautiful pools, have beautiful areas, have beautiful gardens. Take advantage of it. Sit down, enjoy one, and have a glass of wine that you don't have to spit, you don't have to swirl, you can just drink and enjoy. And finally, the most important thing I can offer you when you're out there, put down your phone. Put it down. I'm not talking about calling. I'm not talking about answering texts or phone calls or emails. Stop taking so many pictures of yourself doing something for the sole reason of posting. If you'll stop taking selfies, if you'll stop taking pictures and take a moment to breathe in and enjoy the moment, that memory will last you much longer than whatever you decide to put on Facebook. Went to Napa a while ago. Everyone surrounding me had nothing but selfie sticks, and I thought, you just missed the beautiful sunset. What's wrong with you people? As always, here in The Crush, reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.